Is a city in the district of Biel, canton of Bern, in Switzerland. It is located on the language boundary and it's throughout bilingual. Biel is a German name for the town Bienne, its French counterpart. The town is often referred to in both languages simultaneously. Since January 1st, 2005, the official name has been Biel, Bienne. The city lies at the foot of the first mountain range of the Jura Mountains area, guarding the only practical connection to Jura in the area on the northeastern shores of Lake Biel, Bielersee, or Lac de Bienne. Neuchâtel, Solothurn, and Bern, the capital of Switzerland, lie west, east, and southeast of Bienne, all less than 30 minutes away, either by train or car.
We stay here on the border of the Lake of Biel in Ligert. We see over the lake, the Insel, the Peters Insel, the island where was living Jean-Jacques Rousseau, the French philosopher. Also was here a well-known Swiss writer, Friedrich Dürrenmatt. He was here in Ligert.
Susanna, jurnate sole, nauna serena dopo una tempesta.
This place is called the Ring, probably due to its shape. And it also dates back to at least to the 16th century. As you can maybe see, the streets are getting broader, the places are getting bigger. We're one of the so-called new parts of the old part of town, meaning that the buildings were built around 1690-ish. Here also were placed the big hotels for example, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe's stage, but also Jean-Jacques Rousseau lived in the old part of Vienne when he stayed here for several months. These other buildings, they do have, they're called the Laubengänge. So you can see that the people can pass underneath the houses in order to not to get wet when it's raining, but also to have more space to live on in the upper floors. The Romans actually were the first to settle at this place. It was due to a little fountain, to a sort of fountain up in the hills, and which came down here. Later on, this water was used also not only for drinking purposes, but also to wash the laundry or to wash away old meat, which the butchers could not use anymore, or to wash away any dirt out of town. In the 18th century, there was a French soldier who fell into this river and was, after all, rescued by the women doing their laundry shortly before he was due to drown in the source. And nowadays, it's just a little water, but it's underneath the streets. You'll see the theater. This building dates back to the 16th century, at least the part you can see now. It was used to store weapons and it was only turned into a theater in the 19th century, and it still is now. So if we go to the backside, you can still see the old castle, which is today part of our theater.
I lived for 40 years in Germany. And I came here for one production. It was a Haydn production, but and it was only one time I was here, and I saw I had a good feeling with the company, a good feeling with the city, and also with the theater, because ambience and the atmosphere in this theater is very good and very pleasant, and so you can work very well here.
quite just conducting Italian opera in this theater in the last year because I'm Italian. And I feel very well this repertoire. And maybe sometimes also when we decide, I also say, maybe I can conduct this one, and also my director the other, no, you do Italian opera. Okay.
Az együttes nagyon nemzetközi. Talán a legjobb, hogyha felsorolom, hogy annak idején a Sevillai Borbélynak az együttese milyen nemzetiségűből állott. A Rosina bulgár volt, az Alma Vivagov orosz volt, Figaro mexikói volt, a Bartolo olasz volt, Basilio kínai, én meg magyar, de Erdélyből.
Well, it's nice to work with people from Bulgaria or from China also, from Russia, and I think in many theaters there's a lot of nationalities working together, and it's really nice because we are working for the same goal, and we doesn't care where are we coming from, so it's just the work, just the music, and that's really nice.
In the two cities are two municipal theaters, and we are together. So we have one direction, and this play is situated in Solothurn, and the opera is situated in Biel. We have a mixture in our program, because we are a municipal theater, so you must do your program for different populations. Therefore, we mixed the classical operas or plays with modern plays.
I love it that there are so many different things to do. I love the variety. I love the change in it. You've always got these 6-week periods when you prepare one production.
I think the audience is very good and very willing to follow us, so it's a good feeling to make theater here. It's a good place. And therefore, I don't want to change anything.
Which is one of the most important parts of my work is the close contact to the public, which means being close to them, talking with them, trying to explain what we are doing, trying to explain our pieces, and also to try to get new audience, meaning young person, but also elder ones, also grown-ups who do not know much about opera yet, but are interested in.
Das Spezielle in diesem Theater ist, dass man sehr nah zum Publikum ist und man kann mit wenig Mitteln so vieles übermitteln, sozusagen.
Gerade. Das ist der Beste.
Unser bestes Stück.
Also in Pericol spiele ich Le Comte de Panathéas, das ist Französisch. In der Operette spiele ich mehr lustige Rollen, also mehr so Charakterrollen, hauptsächlich die komische Bach. Also ich mag wirklich so komische Rollen und in Offenbach fühle ich mich sehr gut.
I think in Mexico we have a lot of potential, but we don't have enough maybe the schools or also the theaters. For me, for example, it was really attractive here in Europe that you have so many possibilities, and also that culture is really well, I think so, we have support in a way, more than in my country. You don't feel this kind of rivalry, you know, between the artists, between the singers, and that's nice. And it's also nice to work like as a team with people that you can meet through the year when you are working, and then it's the communication is much better, and that's very nice. Original or the critic version of this opera, and both arias are higher. First aria of Lucia is half tone higher, and the last one, the mad scene, is like one tone higher. and they do in every theater, so it was really like a big challenge.
Bill és Solothurn, ezek testvérszínházak. Tehát egy produkcióból itt is van premier, és ott is van premier, és 50%, amit mondtam, ott játszódik Solothurnba. A Billy kis színház látja el például Oltent, Burgdorfot, Schaffhausent, Winterthurt, Düdingent, Vövét, hogyha 35 előadásról beszélünk, az nem csak itt van Billbe és Solothurnba. Ez a színház nagyon sok kezdőt hozzásegített az elinduláshoz. Az egyik elődöm, a Kovaljov, az ma az amerikai színházak vezető basszistája, többek között a Metropolitan.
And there was a musical director in the opera studio in the High School of Arts of Bern, and we teach in Biel. So our building is here in Biel, and I'm the musical director from the opera studio, and I work with young singers. And these young singers, in the second year of study, they have to do the practica in the theater. They are engaged from the theater Biel Solothurn also to do experience on the stage. And this is for me very, very interesting, because I work with these young singers, and then I can look up of the development of these people. First in the school, and then afterwards in the theater. And this is something really, really, really nice and really important also in Switzerland, because we are the little theater in Switzerland, but give this chance to the young singers to do experience on the stage in a professional production.
Today you see me in a mouse costume, my Sunday costume. I introduce myself like this to show you we have also also a lot of productions here concerning children, and we don't offer only productions on Christmas time, but the whole year, the whole season, children may have a lot of experiences in our house. For example, Funny Bone this year, this was the Christmas opera, pirate opera, and then we have other projects as Titus. It's a project, a play in the classroom. We go in schools and show it in the classroom. It's very exciting, and for school classes, really amazing project. We had a lot of success in the former weeks.
Ebben az évadban előadtuk Rossininek az operáját az olasz nő Alkirba, L'Italiana in Algeri, amit a németek átdolgoztak a gyerekek számára németül, és abban vettem részt. Én voltam a főszereplő, mert ezt a Mustafát, mivel a gyerekeknek adtuk elő, átkeresztelték Funny Bone-nak, és én voltam a Funny Bone, a kalóz kapitány. Ebből a Vigo operából egy kalóz történetet írtak át két német zeneszerző, és ezt adtuk elő. Tudtam, hogyha el tudjuk sipni a gyerekeknek a lelki világát erre a műfajra, akkor 20 év múlva lesz közönség.
Bilingual, which means French and German, are spoken at our opera house. And this is also one thing we try to get our different public to more or less to join together, to be a place to meet as well.
Én
die Aufführungen hauptsächlich auf Italienisch, Französisch und Deutsch. Also im Moment spiele ich in zwei Stücke. Also es ist in Pericol von Offenbach, Lucia di Lammermoor von Donizetti. Und wir proben jetzt Otello von Rossini. Also ich mache in alle Stücke mit.
Ich habe das Fieberthermometer Eisenhowers Frau gegeben.
So we're working closely together with them, with these young singers who are gaining experiences on stage, and that is also, you know, part of my job to be with the singers, not only the young ones, also the more experienced ones, but especially the young ones. They do need a bit of help sometimes. I also love it to be at the house the whole year, to be with the ensemble all the time, to see where it is going, to know the people, to know our visitors, to know, to be at the market like today and to meet people who are coming to our shows this evening, or telling me, oh, I like that one, or yesterday I've seen that production, actually I didn't get that part of it, could you explain it to me? That's something in this small town which happens very often wherever you are. If you're standing at the station, it can be that people are talking to you, telling you, oh, how she interpreted the Lucia was great, or could you tell me something about that production, should I go there? So that is something I like, being with the people, but also being a, yeah, knowing our audience by now and being able to, yeah, show what I'm so much interested. I'm a passionate opera lover, and to give something of this back to the people who maybe have not found out what it's all about. The opera goes to Solothurn as well, regularly. It is only that the Schauspiel, which means the drama, is situated at Solothurn and the opera department is situated at Biel. But we are regularly changing all our productions, so Solothurn is as well my workplace at Biel.
Yeah, I think the public is very different. It's other thinking in the city. The flavor from Biel is very different from Solothurn, because it's much more French in the thinking and in the feeling and the atmosphere in the city. Solothurn is very bourgeois, and so the people are thinking more together, creative, but quite different way than here. So we here you can bring more experiences on the stage than in Solothurn. We have a company, a fixed company, 6 or 7 singers and the students and guests. So we are about 200 people together to make theaters in the two cities. So it's not small, the company.
Behind me you see the theater of Solothurn. It's built in a Baroque tradition. You see the face very structured, and two buildings were put together in the last years. Here you see the very special and charming room, the stock room of requisites, the requisite fund, where all things you can find use in theater, and it has its special atmosphere. Thank you.
Otello, this is also a very unknown opera by Rossini, and very special because we have three tenors, quite different history in solo tone, because it was built up by the Jesuits, it was the church, the school, and the theater, the triangle for education in the 17th century.
It is the same company. One could say that, as I said, the drama is situated in Solothurn, the opera is situated in Biel, but the people are the same, basically. We are always traveling around, we are always taking everything we need, the whole choir, the whole orchestra, the mask, everything, and they're traveling around between these two cities, but the structure is the same.
I think the opera can be very modern and very contemporary, and so the feeling from today we want to bring on stage.
Our choir is not a professional choir. For me, the most important thing is when we work that the people has the how do you say motivation, that they want to work, they have an energy, and they like to do this job. Of course, professional, this is very important. But I mean, also the chef of the choir, Valentini, is not talking everywhere. I think quite all the people they take lessons of singing, and their idea very prepared, and it's great. It's sometimes it's better that in a professional choir they arrive and say, okay, this is my job, and then I have to do this one. And really, it's very nice.
Well, the basic concept is to put two pieces from the 20th century together. You have to have a setting of the orchestra that you can use both times. And here in Biel, we use a smaller version of the Ravel, because Ravel composed this piece originally for a very large orchestra, which we will use when we go to Szeged and play it there. So we play it in Vienna with a smaller orchestra, reduced orchestra, and in Szeged with a big orchestra, like the original version. And Alexandre Bis will have about the same orchestration as the small version of the Ravel.
The idea came from Hungary, and I was very glad to have a contact, and I was very surprised to see this very good idea. And I see our intention to make theater with young people, so I can compare the situation with the situation in the festival. And so it was a great idea to bring it together.
It's very interesting. Actually, I'm looking forward very much to this opportunity to work in Hungary. To work, first of all, to work with the singers from the competition, to work with the stage director from Hungary, and then to go to Szeged and present those productions with the orchestra from Szeged. That's very interesting for me, and I'm looking very much forward to that. I also saw the theater, which is very beautiful. I saw it's very similar to the Zurich Opera House and many other opera houses in Europe, because it's built by Helmer and Ferner, and that's very, very nice to see it.
I think it's very important, and this is a good idea, because you have a lot of auditions, a lot of competitions for singers, that not in this construction with acting, the combination with acting. This is a new idea, and I think this is very important and a very good idea. And so we have the Swiss Opera Studio here in Biel, and our working with this studio in our work here on the stage, I think it's the best beginning for to work together with the festival.
Fénysugár is megmutatja az utat.
A parlament lehetne a legalkalmasabb a fényépítészet magyarországi meghonosítására, és a világvárosok mintájára Magyarország jelképeként beroboghatná az egész világ.
Alain Guyot, méltán világhírű francia fényépítés szavai világító toronyként jelzik az irányt, mely elvezet a fény útján.
Szám kivetettem a nagyváros dzsungelében.
Az anyád egy közönséges szafka volt.
A bűn vonzásában. Egy jobb életben reménykednek.
Van benne valami, ami megérintette a szívemet.
Mentsen meg, könyörgöm, mentsen meg!
Twist Olivier, Roman Polanski filmje Charles Dickens regénye alapján szombat délután 1 óra 5 perckor a Duna Televízióban. Elárulnád a hazád?
Egy héttel ezelőtt egy francia kén átcsúszott az ujjaink között, és felszette egy átkozott kalóz ezeken a partokon.
Elhagynád a férjed?
Maga veszélybe sodorja a gyerekeimet a saját házamban.
Vállalnál minden veszélyt? Van egy érzés, amelyért érdemes mindent kockára tenni.
Maga miért harcol, Aubrey?
A főszerepben Anthony Delon.
Hogy tudjam, hogy élek?
A francia kalóz szeretője. Az angol filmet szombat este 8:30-kor tekinthetik meg a Duna Televízió Örök Zöld Romantika című sorozatában.
Kínzó fej vagy hátfájás? Nekem ilyenkor minden perc számít. Én csak az Advil Ultrafortéban bízom. Az Advil a folyadék erejével elmossa a fájdalmat. A lágy zselatin kapszulából a hatóanyag több mint 2-szer gyorsabban szívódik fel, mint a hagyományos ibuprofen tablettából. Kipróbáltam, tényleg hat. Gyorsan és akár 8 órán át. Advil. Erősebb a fájdalomnál.
A kockázatokról és mellékhatásokról olvassa el a betegtájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelőorvosát, gyógyszerészét.
A világ sokszínű, és sokszínűségünk eltérő forrásokból fakad. Válassz te is az egyéniségednek megfelelő vitaminforrást az Eurovit sokszínű étrend kiegészítői közül. Eurovit. Vitaminok a te igényeid szerint.
Teva. A minőségi gyógyszer.
Negyedik Bárkafesztivál nemzetközi színházi találkozó november 1-től 10-ig. Európa legizgalmasabb társulatai ismét a Bárka Színházban. www.barka.hu